have to tell you, this cypherpunk move in the Zcash world is pretty huge. They've launched a mining fleet that's reportedly controlling about 18% of Zcash's total network hash rate.
And that's just the first layer. Alongside that expansion, they signed a $33.3 million deal with Winklevoss Capital, which signals that their goal isn't just to collect mining rewards. It looks like they're building a long-term treasury position in Zcash.
Right, and the stated objective is even more exciting. They want to eventually own 5% of Zcash's circulating supply.
That's a serious ambition. The central argument is that Cypherpunk is positioning itself as a strategic, institutionally backed holder of Zcash, not a short-term miner chasing quick gains.
I love that framing. They're blending operational mining with long-term accumulation, using capital efficiency to acquire ZEC at production cost while building a reserve.
And that 18% hash rate number matters, because hash rate measures the computational power securing a blockchain.
Exactly. A higher total hash rate generally improves network security, while a miner's share of hash rate determines how much of the block rewards and transaction fees it can capture.
So a single entity controlling a double-digit share is large enough to influence network dynamics, miner economics, and even market perception.
And that's where it gets interesting, because the article lays out both the positives and the negatives.
On the positive side, a well-capitalized mining operation can support consistent block production, keep fee markets healthy, and provide a steady flow of newly issued ZEC into the ecosystem.
That could be especially relevant for Zcash, which is trying to maintain its privacy-focused identity in a market increasingly dominated by scalability, DeFi, and payments narratives.
But on the negative side, concentrating 18% of hash rate in one company raises decentralization concerns.
Yeah, critics may argue that a dominant miner could influence network behavior, fee structures, or the broader perception of Zcash as a decentralized network.
And if Cypherpunk changes its strategy, reduces mining activity, or sells a large portion of its holdings, it could create volatility or shift power within the miner economy.
That's why the Winklevoss Capital deal is such a key part of the story.
Mining is capital intensive. It requires investment in hardware, energy, cooling, maintenance, and operational efficiency.
So a $33.3 million partnership suggests institutional confidence in Zcash as both a mining asset and a long-term hold.
It also gives Cypherpunk more financial flexibility to scale quickly, lower its cost of production, and decide when to mine, hold, or adjust its ZEC reserves.
That kind of balance sheet strength can help a miner survive bear markets and potentially grow its position when prices are weak.
Still, the article highlights several unresolved questions created by this expansion.
First, does the concentration of mining power weaken Zcash's decentralized nature?
Second, if Cypherpunk continues accumulating ZEC, what effect will that have on circulating supply and market liquidity?
Third, will institutional involvement be viewed as a vote of confidence or as a source of systemic risk?
And finally, how will other miners respond to a highly capitalized competitor with a large share of the network?
The 5% goal is even more ambitious than the hash rate figure.
Such a position would be massive, especially given that crypto liquidity can vary widely across exchanges and trading pairs.
From a treasury perspective, though, the goal makes sense if Cypherpunk believes in Zcash's long-term value.
Mining allows it to acquire ZEC at production cost rather than paying market price, while also generating revenue from block rewards and fees.
But holding 5% of a circulating supply carries real consequences.
It could concentrate ownership in one entity, affect price discovery, reduce market depth, and make Cypherpunk a more visible target for speculation, regulation, and public scrutiny.
And in a market still developing rules for large treasury positions, that would likely attract close attention from investors and regulators.
The broader takeaway is that this move reflects a larger trend in crypto mining, the shift from individual or small-scale miners to institutional, capital-backed operations.
Modern mining is increasingly dominated by companies with access to cheap power, large infrastructure, and strong financial backing.
Cypherpunk's Zcash strategy exemplifies that shift, combining mining operations with long-term asset accumulation and institutional partnership.
Overall, the article portrays this as a high-stakes strategic bet on Zcash.
It could strengthen the network through capital efficiency, operational stability, and institutional interest, but it also raises important concerns about centralization, market concentration, and the potential impact of one large holder on Zcash's supply, liquidity, and governance perception.